This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Coming up this hour, a bit later in the hour, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to Cypress Hill and Atmosphere. Their show comes to Pier 6 Pavilion August 15th. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets.
I would say if people want to chime in just on the debate on the Terry-O-Meter, if you think you like cakes at 85%, or you're like Jason and you think he's not going to miss any games, you're welcome to chime in throughout the hour. Take your calls, whatever. You don't have to do it right this second. But I do believe, I think of the four guys. Who's the fourth guy? I'm not even familiar with the fourth holdout, Drab, that you mentioned.
Hendrickson. James Cook,
James
Parsons.
Cook.
See, I don't know James Cook's situation.
Well, it's funny you mention that.
Yeah.
CBSSports.com has an article about the hold-ins, the most prominent hold-ins.
Yeah.
Touching on all four of those players. So let's touch on Micah Parsons first, and then we'll get to Terry toward the end.
Of the three that I'm familiar with, yeah. Micah Parsons, I think, would be maybe the most likely to hold out.
So basically they're giving you the issue, the situation, the current deal, the demand, and prediction for each player. So for Micah, they say the issue is the four-time Pro Bowl pass rusher claims he no longer wants to play for the Cowboys after an offseason of unproductive negotiations over a long-term deal. So Parsons is at camp, but he's declining to practice. His current deal, he signed through 2025. He's due $21 million on a fifth-year option to close out his rookie deal.
I would say him holding out for me, I mean, him being suited up for week one would be like at 40% at best.
Okay.
Maybe 20%.
We don't have a Micah-O-meter.
If you want to do a Micah-O-meter.
Maybe Valdez has more time on his hands this week. He can make a meter for each of the guys.
Yeah.
We'll have a Trey-O-meter.
I think he's more likely.
Okay. So apparently the demand on the Parsons side is that he's reportedly seeking a deal around $200 million, which would make him one of the highest, if not the highest paid non-quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Would that be a four-year deal?
Not sure, okay. But I would assume yes. So CBSSports.com's prediction is that Micah Parsons will sign a four-year, $180 million extension with the Cowboys.
When?
So
before
the season?
It doesn't say when. It just said that's their prediction.
All right.
They're not giving you like an exact timeline.
All right.
And that would be, so that would be more than what Myles Garrett and TJ Watt are making.
Yep.
Okay.
So Hendrickson, we'll move on to him. He wants to find a new deal after more than a year of failed negotiations with the Bengals. He's at camp. Remember, he held out for a bit. He went to, I think he has a house in Jacksonville, mm-hmm. Florida. He was hanging out there.
He made it seem like he was going to be hunkered down all of camp.
Right.
That lasts like a week.
And then he's like, well, I'm racking up $50,000 a day that I'm due, so I'll get back to camp. So he's back in camp. He's signed through 2025. He's due $18.5 million in the final year of his deal. Their prediction is that he will sign a two-year, $72 million extension with the Bengals.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. So they're expecting him to come to some form of agreement, too. James Cook is probably the least heralded.
I don't know his deal.
Of all of these players. But he had a really good season last year in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great year.
I think he scored double-digit rushing touchdowns. I don't remember the exact number.
Yeah, great year.
But I think it was like 12 or 13. And he was a factor in the passing game,
and he
too.
Signed through this year, I believe.
He signed through 2025. He's due $5.7 million in the final year of his rookie deal. They're predicting that he will sign a three-year, $43.5 million extension with the Bills, which is pretty good money for a running back in the current era of the NFL. That's what, 14-ish million per year,
mm-hmm.
AAV? Mm-hmm. So now we finally get to Terry from the Commanders, obviously. He's looking for a pay raise in front of the final year of his current deal. He's signed through 2025. He's due $25.5 million in the final year of a three-year extension that he signed with Buddy Baker a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Their prediction, CBSSports.com, for Terry, agrees to play out current contract with added guarantees.
That kind of goes along with what I think.
So out of all of the four, they think he does not sign the extension.
They think he is the one of the four of the high-profile hold-ins that does not sign a long-term extension.
That's kind of what
I
think.
But that he plays on the current deal, they sweeten the current deal, and then I guess they deal with it at the end of the season, maybe franchise him.
Because when did Chase get his deal?
March.
So after the season, he played. See, I think that's what's going to happen.
They picked
maybe
up
that's
his,
the way that they're headed at
I
this
think
point.
They just picked up his fifth-year option, and then he played it out.
Of all the guys, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, of all the guys that have missed games, when Cam Chancellor, I don't even think it was a thing then, when he missed games, did he hold in and then miss games? I don't think that was a thing then. I don't think that was a thing, right?
I mean, Jonathan Taylor just missed four games 2 years ago with a phantom ankle injury because he was upset about his contract.
Right.
And he demanded a trade, and he sat out a quarter of the season. So,
well, what's the – if you start out on
– and then as soon as they gave him a deal, he reports.
Does he get paid when he's sitting out because of the injury, the alleged injury?
I guess because he reported he was
I guess you probably get paid.
Yeah.
Probably.
He was put on the PUP list, which is they would probably have to do with Terry.
Well, here's my question. If you're on the PUP list week one – what's the minimum amount of games you have to miss? How long do you have to be on the PUP list?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Did he sit out four games because
four
he had
might
to
be
sit
the number, but I can look in. Look, I could double check that, but I think it might be
so
four.
So if Terry sits out and he says he's hurt the phantom ankle injury and he's on the PUP, he has to miss the first month?
I'd have to double check. I don't know that off the top of my head. PUP list rules.
And if that's the case, I don't think there's a chance he's going to do it. He's not going to sacrifice four games.
But if he's on the PUP, he gets paid.
Yeah, you're required to. If you start week one on the PUP list, you're required to miss at least the first four.
Okay, so if he's on the PUP list, he's missing the first month.
But he's getting paid.
Okay, that's fine.
So that's
but he also likes to win.
That's when you know that it's really ugly between. If he does that, then it has gotten really, really ugly between the two parties.
I don't see a future. If he does that, I don't see a future here. They'll just play it out.
If he does that, I'd be shocked if they franchised him at the end of the year.
It'll be over.
That would just mean like
it'll be over.
It's too toxic.
When Taylor did that, what did they do? What happened after that?
They gave him a new deal.
They did. Yeah, if Terry does that, I think it's over.
If that happens, that's a disaster for the offense, in my opinion. Unless Jaden is so good, he just elevates Jalen Lane and McCaffrey in year two. Ben Sinnott gets more involved. Zach Ertz's catches go up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it really hampers the offense if Terry isn't there for any extended period of time.
Oh, yeah. If he's out for a month,
Because, I mean, who's...
That
who's
kills
the,
him.
Who's the big play guy on the offense if Terry McLaurin is absent?
It would have to be Debo.
Debo would have to be the... He would be the guy. He would have to have that season that he had, was it 3 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, he needs a season like that.
It's possible, to keep
the Commanders afloat.
It's possible. I mean, he can do it.
It is possible. I think it's...
I don't think it's highly unlikely,
but it's possible.
By the way, they love what they see from Debo so far.
Sure, especially in the absence of Terry, you know, Terry not being there.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to lean into Debo.
He's doing everything that's
asked.
It's
going to be all Debo all the time.
He's just as physical and as fast as he's ever been.
Yeah, I guess I kind of regret calling him fat about a month ago. Right. I might want to might want to walk that back a little bit. No. Guys look pretty good in camp.
He just needs to stay healthy. He just needs to stay healthy.
Stay on the field. Staying on the field is critical.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Guys do hold out. Guys do miss games. I do not believe that my Terry McLaurin is going to miss games.
I'm just stunned that it's dragged on this long.
I'm surprised too.
Shocking to me.
I'm surprised too, because I actually thought that the Commanders would just kind of just pay him a little bit just for being a good guy, mm-hmm. and they would just kind of reward him for being Terry, mm-hmm. and not risk having acrimony and upsetting their star player. But apparently they don't care about that. They don't mind that Terry's in his feelings and that he's feeling disrespected.
Right.
I would have thought that the team would have tried to avoid that, but they clearly are not.
They're dug
they
in.
They don't have a problem with that.
They have made their position known, and it's not a position that Buddy Baker and Terry McLaurin are fans of.
And Adam Peters has seen these situations play out before, especially in San Francisco. And he's okay with a player being hurt
right.
and having his feelings hurt and then eventually just having to come into play. That's what I think is going to happen.
Or they get a deal done a week before the season like they did with Brandon Ayuk.
The problem with getting a deal done and everybody thinks is going to happen is that would intimate that the Commanders cave. I don't see them caving. They're not going to cave.
Well, they don't. Maybe they don't cave, but they could budge a little bit. Both sides budge.
A little bit. It's going to be a marginal move.
That might be enough.
They're way far away.
That could be enough.
Or Terry says, you know what? I'm just going to play out this year. Give me a little bit more guarantees, and then we'll part ways. We'll figure it out next year.
And we'll reconvene.
And I'll get what I'm looking for. I'll get the $30 million AAV
right.
somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it playing out.
All right, got to take a break here. Welcome to weigh in on the latest in the Terry drama at 800-636-1067. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to go see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere at Pier 6 Pavilion. So keep listening for your chance to win. It's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Very soon. Coming up in just about 15 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere at Pier 6 Pavilion on August 15th. Here's a headline.
All right.
Boomers loved it. Gen Z won't touch it. Why cereal is no longer a breakfast staple. Cereal is becoming passe. It's not as popular as it used to be.
Had some Captain Crunch earlier this week.
Sales of boxed cereal, once a pantry staple for generations, have been declining in the U.S. for over 25 years.
Is that because we, even though we're as fat as we've ever been, we kind of know that it's not a lot of redeeming value in cereal?
I'm sure that's part of it. And Gen Zers are turning to more toast, eggs, pancakes, fruit instead of cereal. Yeah. Even opting to eat, this is weird, but I can see it like you mix it with your eggs, more vegetables as part of their morning routine.
Yeah, my daughters love avocados on their toast.
Avocado toast.
Avocado toast is a big Gen Z thing.
That's a big lunch item for me. Avocado toast with a little salmon.
So
smoked
gross.
Salmon.
It's pretty good, actually.
That's a great lunch
item. It's like a combination.
Could never eat avocado. But but they love it. They don't eat cereal.
Love it.
Cereal's
out. They eat eggs and they eat avocado on toast.
What we loved as kids, my mother would not buy them for me. This is part of the reason why I'm probably halfway to diabetes. she wouldn't buy a sugared cereal.
I mean, I'm looking at this screenshot from this article, and I mean, it's just got so many good cereals. Reese's Puffs, Cookie Crisp, Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Love it. Love it all.
Just Chocolate Toast Crunch. Now, like you said, they have no redeeming like nutritional quality.
That's the problem.
Loaded with sugar.
Yeah, sugar.
But I think if used sparingly, you can still enjoy some cereal here and there. I mean, but you don't want to eat it every single morning for your breakfast.
Well, the problem is I know like in college or probably in my 20s or whatever, I would have cereal like I'm just hungry. I'm going to have cereal for like a snack.
Lunch. Yeah.
Or like a dinner. I'm just going to, you know what? Don't feel like making anything. I'm just going to have some cereal.
Right.
Because it's like sugar and it just tasted good and it would fill you up.
Mm-hmm. You said you had the OG Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, loved
it. So good.
Like I love Cap'n Crunch. It's almost impossible to judge. It's like buying ice cream.
You keep calling it Cap'n Crunch. It's Cap'n Crunch.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I've loved it for
years.
Crunch
berries, where there's no Cap'n Crunch, it's just the berries.
Yeah. Frosted Flakes, love it.
So delicious.
Raisin Bran Crunch, love it.
Now, Raisin Bran.
Fruit Loops, love
it. People think when they eat Raisin Bran, they're like, oh, I'm eating healthy. I'm eating Raisin Bran. And you look at the bran, and it's just loaded with sugar on both sides.
Of course.
Some aren't.
That's why I eat it.
Of all the sugar.
Yeah. Some aren't. Some have less sugar than others.
Okay.
Some of the bran don't have it.
Yeah.
But
cakes, that's why I eat it.
Yeah.
Because it tastes good.
It tastes good. And it's delicious.
Yeah, but that's the reason I just pounded that donut.
It has zero redeeming value.
None whatsoever.
But like, have donut sales gone down in like the last 20 years?
I would guess they have. I mean, there's Dunkin' Donuts used to be Dunkin' Donuts. Now they're just Dunkin'. Like they got donuts out of their name.
Oh, they don't even say Dunkin' Donuts
anymore? No, you go to a Dunkin' now, it's just Dunkin'.
Wow.
It's not Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, that's not because they're not selling donuts like crazy. That's just because they want to sell other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They don't want to be pigeonholed into just
coffee's
being
probably.
Donuts.
I bet you the donut sales have gone down.
Donuts are bigger than ever.
You
there's
think?
So many donut places out there. Everyone's trying to get in on that.
Really?
I don't believe this article at all.
It's propaganda?
Well, that people are want vegetables for breakfast. Are you kidding me? You might as well believe in this country we're health conscious. We're obsessed with health. No. Not at all.
I think that we are obsessed. It doesn't mean that we all follow it. But I do think that we tried it. We try.
Are you kidding me? Go look at a fast food line at any day, time and day.
Yeah,
people
that's a convenience thing.
Yeah, I think breakfast options have probably improved over the last 30 years.
There's a lot more bars
out there, that kind of stuff. Back in the day, it was maybe Pop-Tarts. Also, I don't know a lot of grown-ups who just eat cereal in general. It's more of like a kid's thing.
So I ate in my 20s.
I generally have cereal like at my house, like at all times.
I usually have one box. I don't have multiple boxes.
I have 8 boxes of it, but we generally have at least one, maybe 2 boxes of it if people want it as an option.
I would expect Gen Z to be ditching cereal. They're coming into adulthood. I just don't know a lot of adults that are crushing cereal every morning. Maybe I'm missing it, but...
I just don't think adults are crushing sugared cereals. They eat cereals for children. Yes, they eat bran and fiber and that stuff. Trying to get a duty.
I mean,
you have the gummies that Jason has, apple cider gummies.
Of course. Yeah. Every day, 2 of them.
Mar, do you have cereal in your house?
Yeah, this article brings great dishonor to Gen Z. And it makes me think that Generation Z is just full of a bunch of dumbasses.
Okay.
Because cereal slaps. I've never gotten off the cereal wave. Almost every single morning, I'm either eating dry cereal or putting a little whole milk in there. Mm. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Frosted Flakes.
I love all that, but
I mean,
here's a slept on cereal. You sleep officially. Golden Grahams.
I love that too.
That's by far my one cereal.
You'd be hard pressed to find a sugared cereal that's bad. Name a sugared cereal that is atrocious.
I'll give you one that's not atrocious, but I would never choose it. Fruit Loops. Apple Jacks.
Fruit Loops. It's a huge staple for people.
Fruit Loops are
not
good.
Not for this guy, it's not.
If I had
50 cereals to choose from, Fruit Loops would be number 50.
Really?
That's weird.
Yeah.
I think Fruit Loops would be in most people's top half.
I mean, I could think of 5 to 7 sugary cereals right off the top of my head that are better.
All right. Give me another one that you wouldn't get. They're all good. You can't buy a sugared cereal that's bad.
One that I wouldn't get. That's a good
question.
I mean,
I haven't had Apple Jacks in years.
Apple Jacks are good. They're silly. They're sweet.
Kind of bottom tier.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be my
bottom
top choice.
Tier when it comes to sugared cereals.
It wouldn't be my top choice, but you would.
I've got one. It's mediocre. It's kind of a mid-sugar cereal. Honeycomb. Do they even make those anymore?
I don't know.
I don't even know if they make those anymore.
The problem with Honeycomb is it's not super duper
sweet.
Here's
another mid one. Corn Pops. I don't think those have been on the market for 10 years.
I love Corn Pops. They get stale easily, though.
They do get stale.
You got to really tighten the bag.
I'll tell you, I've never been a Lucky Charms guy.
Oh, I have been.
My daughter's huge
Guilty.
On Lucky Charms.
Yeah. Guilty right here.
She pulls out all the marshmallows.
Hold on, just eats the marshmallows separately?
Yes.
Pours milk over the marshmallows and ditches the actual cereal?
Marshmallows dry. Just pulls out the marshmallows, eats them dry, and then you're left with just nubs.
Don't love that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because the marshmallows work in concert with
the
grainy part of the cereal.
There's nothing more frustrating to try to pour some Lucky Charms in your bowl and see that your daughter's already cleaned out all the marshmallows.
You know one of my other favorites? Honey Nut Cheerios.
Solid.
I like it.
They're solid.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Not exciting.
You could almost maybe justify it being healthy. Like, kinda. Because it's like, you think
it's like
honey.
I don't know how much sugar is in it, but it tastes good to me.
I'm sure there's a ton. But you can kind of, like, you can feel like, oh, I give my kids some Honey Nut Cheerios.
They're like the B-Robs of of sugared cereals.
Okay, all right.
They're adequate, but I like it.
It's higher on my list than yours.
But you can't find one that's terrible. You just can't. They're all deep. Maybe if you hate peanut butter, so you don't like one of the peanut butter ones.
Who hates peanut butter? And then you mix it with chocolate, you get Reese's Puffs.
Yeah.
It's a great cereal.
Well, like Peanut Butter Crunch, great. I think Peanut Butter Crunch is great.
I don't know what that is. Am I missing?
Maybe I made it up, yeah. But it's just a little peanut butter.
Okay.
It's just peanut butter. There's no chocolate in it. Just peanut butter. Right.
I've got
balls.
Another mid-sugared cereal. Frosted Mini Wheats. Mid.
Oh, that's a great.
Very mid.
Love that. It's just all sugar.
not all sugar. One side is all sugar. The other side,
yeah,
it looks like a Triscuit,
shredded wheat,
not sliced.
Yeah, shredded wheat with the.
It's okay.
Sugar.
It's not a top seed.
Yeah.
Cakes. Okay, so you know what you ought to try one of these days. You said you're a Cinnamon Toast Crunch guy. They have coffee creamer. Cinnamon Toast Crunch coffee creamer.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, give that college try. I mean, it's kind of like diabetes in a bottle.
Yeah, okay, it's fine.
But it's okay. Pretty good.
In limited doses, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to eat it every day? No.
So is the story that actually the sales of cereal is going down?
Yeah. Sales of cereal are down.
Yeah, yeah. I believe it.
Because of the Gen Zers?
Well, I just think that it's just harder to justify as you're an old, like you're 40, 50 years old buying sugared cereal. You look like, if you don't have kids and you're buying sugared cereal for yourself.
Kind of weird.
Yes.
Well, I did it.
Yeah.
Last time I was at Harris Teeter, Cap'n Crunch.
36% of Gen X, that's us, still opt for cold cereal. 10% more than their Gen Z counterparts.
We're still
sticking to cereal.
Yeah. I love it, but I just think there's zero nutritional value. It's just like, it's literally having like an ice cream sundae.
Yeah, you know what? That donut you shoved in your face had zero nutritional value and it was good.
It was delicious, but you know, the last time I've gone to a place to buy like a donut like that, I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, generally if I go to Dunkin', I'm buying coffee.
I didn't even know they took out donuts out of the...
Probably for 5 to 7 years now, maybe more.
So every Dunkin' you go by has a new sign.
Yes. Wow. Unless there's like an old holdout that just, like a franchisee that just doesn't want to pay. But I would assume that they just passed it down. Like, so when, we're no longer
Ben
Dunkin'
Affleck
Donuts.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon do all their commercials.
It's for Dunkin'.
It's never for Dunkin' Donuts.
Also with Belichick's girlfriend in the Super Bowl ad. Don't forget, she weaseled her way into the Super Bowl ad for Dunkin'.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Not Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin'.
I mean, I know when you go to the beach, they have all those places where they put like the bacon on the, you know.
Fractured prunes.
Right.
Those places or Duck Donuts.
Duck Donuts, huge, obviously, in the Outer Banks. Yep. They don't have a lot of like cereal spots.
I mean, I can't think of one. Are there places that specialize just in serving cereal?
I think there
used to be.
There's a place called like Milk or something. Have you heard that? Is it like a chain where you get like milk, but it has like sugared cereal flavored milk?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds tantalizing.
I think there's something like that.
Sounds tempting.
I think there's something like that. So you get the, because you know how like when your cereal like dissolves in the milk and they just serve that.
Mm, okay. That seems like very niche-y.
So you're saying you don't, when you go to the, how often do you go to the grocery store?
I go way more than you think.
You don't. You don't go down the cereal aisle?
I always go down the cereal aisle.
I go down it every time.
Do you pick one out?
Rarely, unless I'm like on a real sugar fiend. Mm. I love it, but it's really hard to justify. Like to eat cereal on the regular is hard.
Well,
to
I don't
justify.
Do it every day.
Yeah.
But if I'm sometimes craving it, and I'll crush two bowls.
Yeah,
good,
easy.
I mean, it's just great.
Easy,
it's awesome. It fills me up.
Yeah,
a lot of that's the milk.
Yeah, it's just
it's your guilty pleasure.
It's fine with me.
But you know, we've been buying lately, like with my mom there, because my mom has a sweet tooth. My mom's up there in years, and she likes to have like a chocolate. It's not an ice cream sandwich, a chocolate bar with, it's just vanilla, you know what I mean? What do they call those things?
About. It's vanilla ice cream with
a coating of chocolate. Yeah, on a stick.
It's an ice cream bar. Yeah.
An ice cream bar.
Yeah.
We've been buying those.
So good.
And now we're all eating them.
Well, because they're delicious.
They're delicious. And they're cheap.
And ice cream sandwiches, also delicious. Good.
Yeah.
Should always have them in your freezer during the summer months.
Yeah.
A life hack. It's good. Not good for you. But it tastes good. All right, we're going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. What are you going to win? Funny you should ask. You're going to get 2 tickets to Cypress Hill, an Atmosphere, Dank Days of Summer Tour with Lupe Fiasco, and The Far Side. The date of the show is Friday, August 15th at Pier 6 Pavilion. Tickets on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I will have Drab T-shirt put up the Junkies poll shortly. It's brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can, just 100 calories, zero carbonation. For that easy sipping you love, find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Pretty sure it'll be Terriometer related. See where you're at on the Terriometer that we debuted earlier in the show today. It's right there in the studio, right behind EB's head.
I like it. Maybe it'll change. Maybe as we get closer, we'll start getting weirded out.
That's right.
By the way, this video, it may be a year old. Somebody's saying this is a year old video, but I don't know why several people are sending it to me.
Okay.
But let's just assume. First of all, let's just assume it's fake because everything's fake. Nothing's real anymore. Everything's AI.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so let's assume it's fake and then let's assume it's not. On the off chance it's not fake, there's a video circulating of Jaden taking his mom shopping at Neiman Marcus. Now, it also may be a year old. Somebody in the comments is saying it's a year old. I don't see anything wrong with it. Jaden's surprising his mom. He's taking her shopping. She's getting, looks like she's getting some nice shoes. Mm-hmm. She's picking out a nice dress. Looks like she's putting on makeup and you know, just going through the whole nine.
Hey, mommy.
It looks nice.
Yeah.
Looks like he's taking care of his mama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No problem. I got no problem with it all. And I'm guessing it is older because he's not even wearing like Commander's gear. He's wearing LSU stuff. Okay. The comments in here are unreal.
Okay. I haven't checked the comments.
The comments are.
Give me a sampling.
All right. Here's one. Okay. This is from 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
It's got to be said. This is a little creepy. Here's another one. Yes, this relationship is weird as blank. Definitely not normal. You got to ask yourself the question, is there blank going on here?
I mean, he's taking his mom on a shopping trip.
Here's the next one.
I think it's got to be.
They may be low-key blanking. I mean, this is unbelievable, the comments.
People are insane.
They are. They're crazy.
There's nothing wrong with taking your mom shopping, especially if you come into some money and you want to treat your mother.
Right.
What's wrong with it?
Take your mom out to a nice day, nice afternoon.
Now, I think it's a little weird sometimes when the mom accompanies him on maybe allegedly a date. That's weird. But this, not weird. People need to chill out.
Couldn't be more innocent. Just spending a day with your mom, pampering your mom, who, right. By the way, most people's mothers, they sacrificed a lot to get you to where you are in your life.
We should all
it's okay to pamper your mom and spoil your
mom.
We
should all be so lucky that our kids might one day want to pamper us.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, you hope that would happen. That would be nice.
My guess is that will never happen.
We don't know. We'll have to see.
I guess that will never happen.
Have to see how things play out.
But like to legit pamper you.
Yeah.
By the way.
I think it's an older video.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's a year old, if it's even real. Because now nothing's real.
That's true. You never know.
Always tells me, oh, you've been duped again.
But if it's real, I think it's older.
Yeah. I agree. He's wearing LSU stuff.
Yes, and they're in California. So they're not in this area.
Yeah.
So this wasn't the doctored Angel Reese botching the layups video?
May not be. If it's real, it's probably old. But I don't know why several people are sending it to me here in the last half hour.
People are just trolls. They just love to be in attack mode at all times.
They are, man.
People are just ready to attack, ready to pounce on you for anything.
It's true.
Yeah, the comments are 98% negative usually.
Right. Here's another one that just came in, and this is for you.
98.
This is for you specifically, Drabby, although Valdez may surprise me and have an interest in this. There's an article from USA Today. Taste it for yourself. Breast milk flavored ice cream now available nationwide. Drabby, is that something that you'd be into?
No, never once. That seems even gross. Thought about it. Was not titillated by that ever.
You never went to your wife and said, "Let me take it."
No, I'm sure we still have frozen packets in the freezer somewhere.
Oh, you still do?
Well, I don't know.
I found out something about breast milk that stopped me in my tracks this week. I had no idea that this was a thing.
All right.
Were you aware that, like, say your daughter at some point has a kid?
Okay.
She has a baby.
All right.
She can freeze her breast milk.
Yes.
If she pumps it.
Right.
Stick it in the freezer.
They call that liquid gold cakes.
Stick it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, or however long later,
take it out,
give it to another mother. And they could use that breast milk on a different kid. I was stopped dead in my tracks when I heard that.
You thought there was like a special DNA sauce in your own parents' breast milk?
I thought that like a kid would reject breast
milk
from somebody other than its mother. I don't know.
They drink formula.
Yeah, I mean they.
I know they drink artificial milk, but. I thought there was something.
You thought there was a special DNA sauce in it.
Blew them away.
I was.
How about this, Cakes?
Lord!
People, if you've seen people before take random babies and latch them onto their lactating nipples.
No, I've never seen that.
You've never seen like that before?
No, where would I see that?
I mean, it's creepy, but I've seen that before where like a person will like with kids.
I've never seen that.
Will just feed another kid off her boob.
Obviously, it's a thing that I just learned about. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Had no idea, Drab.
Of course, a lot of women can't physically do that. So they need suppliers. So women donate or sell their breast milk.
Have you ever thought about selling your wife's breast milk?
No. I mean, maybe for like an hour at one point when they're younger.
I had no clue. I was bamboozled by that information.
So you thought a kid could only
drink his own,
drink his own mother's milk.
Yes. Mm. Or formula.
Yeah.
I didn't think you could just randomly.
What do you mean formula? Formula is mass produced for everyone.
Right.
Okay.
He's saying either or. He's saying either or.
A random mother could just ship her breast milk to another mother and give it to a kid, and the kid would just be like, yep, tastes great. I'm good. I had no idea.
Well, I think
I couldn't have been more clueless.
But it has nothing to do with the time. Like, because you said put it in the freezer for 2 years.
For however long. For a week.
Yeah. It could be hot off the presses. You could give it to another kid.
I did not. Before yesterday, did not know that factoid.
Yeah.
Now I know. I learned something new yesterday.
Hey, Trap, you know how people like donate to like sperm banks and everything? So that is, there is a market for mother's breast milk.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know where it is or how you get involved in it, but I do know there is one.
Well,
you
should definitely do that. People should definitely do that.
I think a lot of moms do. I think there's everybody likes money.
Everyone's trying to. Sure. It's a side hustle.
It's a good side
hustle. Sell your breast milk. Buy an extra freezer and just load up. It just lactate for like 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of moms, you just can't produce enough milk and they want to use milk instead of formula.
I mean, I guess that's the reason why there are lactation rooms here at Odyssey.
Has anyone ever used one of the lactation rooms?
I've only seen like Roger coming out of the lactation room, and I don't think he's lactating. Last time I checked.
Not in a while.
Yeah, I don't think
so. But we did have somebody use it before.
Well, yeah, they made it for somebody at one point.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't believe how shook I was by that information that was passed along to me.
Yeah.
It blew your mind. I could tell it blew your mind.
I think that people should.
My mind was blown.
But I mean, it's good. It's not like it's a bad thing.
No, it's a great thing.
Sell your milk for other moms that want natural breast milk for their kids instead of formula.
Sure. Didn't know there was a market for it. Didn't even know it was a possible market.
Right. That's way better than guys that like go to like those banks and dunk off a sample.
Right.
You don't have 1,000 kids. That's kind of way worse.
You got to make ends meet somehow.
Right?
Sometimes you need that extra cash.
It's not a bad side hustle.
No.
As my understanding is, as long as they keep doing it, they'll still keep producing milk for a long time.
I don't know.
That's why some people have like full-grown children on their on their nipple.
You can have like a 6-year-old drinking it. You'll just keep making it.
That's just gross. That's a gross visual. Don't want to think about that.
And I don't think you want that for like... It says breast milk flavored ice cream. So there must be a unique flavor. I don't want to out the person, but I do have a person that I'm close to. You guys could probably guess who it is. who's inquisitive and always wants to know what things like that taste like, or, you know what I'm saying? They sample things like that.
Is this person short?
No.
No. I had a person in mind.
Yeah. But like this person would definitely taste his wife's breast milk.
Oh.
To see.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, no, this person's short too. It's
why are you talking
person.
About Zach Kruger like that?
I'm not talking about Zach.
It's not a Zach reference.
I would actually think that would be something that Drab would do. Would try his wife's breast milk just to sample it, just to see what the kids are getting, just to make sure, maybe just make sure it's not spoiled.
No, I'm not a big bodily fluid guy.
You're not a big bodily fluid guy. Yeah.
Hey, we got about 2 minutes left in the show. Drab and I were talking about this earlier. Ashton Jeanty, the Raiders rookie running back. I don't know if you guys saw this clip yesterday.
Mm-mm.
He didn't buy one yet. He was looking at a $12 million mansion somewhere out in Nevada because he plays for the Raiders.
Right.
Our advice to him would be, please don't buy a $12 million mansion with your rookie contract. You never know how
What's
things are going to go.
What's his rookie contract?
I think he got like a $22.5 million bonus as part of his deal.
Okay, so he got $22 to sign. Yeah.
Please don't buy a $12 million mansion, Ashton Jeanty. We're begging you.
Well, who? I mean, does he have a financial advisor?
I don't know. And I don't know if this is him just doing a bit.
If he's smart, he does.
Because I think he...
If he's stupid, he doesn't have one, and he'll buy this mansion.
He was looking at, I think, three different properties to potentially buy.
Yeah.
Hopefully he didn't buy any of them. It was just kind of a bit. Please don't buy a $12 million mansion with your money.
Hmm.
We've seen the tales of woe of NBAers, NFLers that run out of money. That's a great way to run out of your money, is to buy a $12
million
mansion.
Maybe he just went to see it like for fun.
Let's hope.
Well, he viewed another one that was $15 million with an 18-car garage.
Okay, well.
What are we doing here?
There's no way he's going to buy that.
Let's hope not.
There's no chance.
Just rent a nice townhouse in Vegas. See how the first few years play out. Let's go from there.
By the way,
okay, that's
get that extension.
Or if you're going to buy a $2 million
house. Buy something moderate. Yeah. $2 million gets you plenty.
Speaking of Genty,
I don't know what $2 million gets you in Vegas.
I think it gets you a lot.
It probably does.
I hope I'm wrong, but our guy Dylan Lauby is going to have a hard time making that roster.
It's going to be tough.
It's a crowded running back room.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll didn't draft him.
Raheem Mostert is there.
There's a lot of guys there. He's probably going to get released. Hopefully he gets picked up somewhere else. I've seen him make a play or two, and it reminds him of his speed.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he's got an uphill battle
Where
to make that roster.
Where are you
going to
pick Ashton Genty in your upcoming fantasy draft, EB?
I don't know. Probably late.
You're going to have to pick him high, like a top 10 or top 12 pick. All right, we have to get out of here. We will see you again tomorrow. Our friends B. Mitch and Finley, I see them in studio. They are going to entertain you next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.